Good morning.
Now, childcare reforms have been under discussion since 2013. Why have the reforms, taken such a long time to become achievable?
Look, I think there's probably several factors at play here. Perhaps one of the more influential ones is the fact that there's a lot of things happening and changing at the federal government level. And there's a lot of demands on spending. And I think that, combined with the fact that this is a very emotive area, there are many economists who have commented that, you know, our families and how government interacts with families is a very important part of economic success. And so given that, I think what we're seeing here is just simply that playing out, in the sense that there are many people with very strong and very deep seated convictions about how such policies should be engineered. And I think we still have a way to go in terms of how the different how the ideas will meet in such a way that we'll be able to get out an improvement in the conditions that we currently see.
Now, in order to implement this package, the government are looking at cutting family tax benefits. How exactly does the subsidy package actually relate back to family tax benefits?
Well, again, this comes back to the comment I was making earlier, in the sense that the government has several different challenges. And one of them, of course, that we hear often is getting the budget back into balance. Now, the fact is that on a recent number I saw, that there's around about $7 billion being earmarked in childcare at the moment. And that's a significant amount of money. But we have to also remember that we're currently running a number of budget deficits. And then as a result, to get those down, to be able to pay back the loans that the government has taken out, savings need to take place. And so basically what the government has, it has limited resources, and it's got to try and maximise the well-being of Australian households with these resources. And so to cut back on one thing to support another thing is something that they're going to have to do, not just in childcare, but across the whole board of policies.
This new strategy aims to provide more affordable, accessible and fairer childcare service to the community. This seems to be going about it by making sure lower income families are receiving higher payments. But how will it actually affect families with higher income?
Well, again, that really depends, and this is where it's going to be very, very interesting to see how it plays out, because it's not just in terms of the actual policy, but it's actually how the policy impacts on individual families. And so if you, for example, have a high-income family living in Sydney, the effects on them are going to be a lot different, I would estimate, or I would expect, on a high-income family, say, living in Hobart or somewhere else. Basically, because it's not just income that matters, it's also the current financial commitments that the family has. Now, it's conceivable that those who are living in areas that have higher living costs, that they're going to be more affected by changes that those that are living in living in areas that have a lower cost of living. And so I'm going to be very, very interesting to see how this plays out. And it is going to be, for some, it probably won't affect them at all. But for others, any reduction in what they've become used to is going to significantly impact that household.
Now, some people have been saying when it comes in recent years, childcare, it's too expensive for some parents to actually afford to be able to go back to work. It's cheaper for them to actually stay at home, remain a stay-at-home parent, rather than go back and join the workforce and have to pay for childcare. How will these new changes impact on Australian workforce participation and productivity?
Well, again, that's actually a very good question, and it's a very hard question to answer, and it's a question that I'm not going to really be able to give a full answer to. But look, just a few principles to keep in mind here is that, again, it's going to a lot will depend on households. A lot will depend on where the household is at in terms of the stages. So For example, imagine those households that have older children. This is probably less likely to affect such a decision. For those on higher incomes but have a large amount of income left over in their fortnightly budget, again, it's probably not going to affect them too much. But at the margin, where we find that there might be some households that have that are struggling to make ends meet, that are to some extent reliant on these subsidies, it could actually alter their decision to enter or to remain in the workforce. And that will then, in terms of the productivity, well, this is then going to come back to the type of employment that these people are in. And again, that also comes back to some of the more other changes happening in other areas, but very related to this is also the type of employment that many of these parents might be looking for and the type of employment that they can actually access. And so, again, it's a very difficult question to answer. There are lots of factors at play here, and it will have an effect, but that effect, I think only time will tell.
So I guess quite a bit remains to be seen. Ashton, thank you very much. Do appreciate your time. Do appreciate you having a little bit of a chat with us about this one.
You're welcome.